Hello, I'm Joan.
And I'm Ruth.
And we are here with a special cross-conference update. 2 days of the Women's World Cup have passed. Exciting action?
Yes.
Question mark? It hasn't been too bad. I think there's only been one half that's been sort of disappointing, and that would be the England-Mexico second half. That was kind of like, if I weren't working, I would have taken a nap. But let's start from the beginning, though. Nigeria-France. France won that game, scored one goal, and shut Nigeria out. I didn't get to watch the whole game because I was camping, and so I got back and watched on DVR. But Ruth, what did you think about that game?
I did not get to watch it. I was paying attention to the feed, but it was kind of early morning-ish here for the beachgoers, and so I didn't have the video up, but I did watch the Germany-Canada game.
Okay, so then I'll just have to talk about what I did see from the Nigeria game.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you said that you had seen all the games, but...
No, I said I was seeing all of today's games.
That's true, I guess, so... Well, I really like Kate Markgraf as a commentator. She's very, very smart. I don't know, like, there was too much to say about France and Nigeria. Nigeria, not too terribly different from the few times that we have seen them, all in Women's World Cup settings, I think. I don't think I've ever seen them outside. But Germany-Canada, how did you feel about that one?
I felt pretty good about it. It would have been great for Canada to get the win or a draw, but I think that they showed they can really hang in there with some of the best, and yeah, it would have been great to win that, but you know, it's the first game, it's the game against the host, it's the game against, like, seriously, probably the best team in the world right now, and Germany had 70,000 plus fans behind them, so I mean, that's a tall order to come in and compete at that level, especially when in pretty much all previous tournaments you've been considered the underdog. I think Canada could have done better. That wasn't their best, and it certainly wasn't Germany's best. But it was a really good first game to open the tournament with.
Yes, it was very nice. All credit goes to Canada. They didn't look discouraged after the first goal, which was really good. Good on them. They look a lot more sophisticated, I would say, than they did 4 years ago, than they have in the past. But I worry...
Even 2 years ago at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. But I worry about... Christine Sinclair is probably one of the top three players in the world. And I wonder if she... Because I watch them play and I feel like she's their only scoring threat. That if you take care... if you just look at the numbers, if you don't, you know... If you take out Sinclair... Not take out, but like... if you don't count...
God forbid.
There's no... It doesn't feel like there's a huge... like legitimate finishing threat on that team. So basically, if a team can control service to Christine Sinclair, they can pretty much control the win against Canada. I loved Canada's movement off the ball. I thought it was really very nice, very nicely done. I mean, Germany was Germany, except, you know, not as much so. I think there's a little bit of nerves for that opening game, but they certainly look beatable. If only Christine Sinclair had finished that early chance in the first half, this would be a different story, I think. But But I wonder, like, I don't know. Maybe I just haven't looked at Canada deeply enough. Do they have another scoring threat, like a legitimate?
Not yet. I think it's going to take a lot more experience and possibly
the Women's World Cup right now. Women's World Cup, you know, in next year.
Okay, then right now, no, they don't have another refined goal scorer like Christine Sinclair.
And that, I mean, that almost puts them in the position that the U.S. was in 2007, where if you took out Abby Wambach and Christine Lilly, you know, you don't have too hard of a time, you know, beating or, you know, keeping a clean sheet against the U.S. So if you, I don't know, maybe I'm willing to be proven wrong, though I love Christine Sinclair and hopefully her nose isn't too badly. She did receive a knock, so to the nose, which resulted in it breaking. But and that was gross. God, that was a little bit gross.
Yeah.
But her goal was fantastic. That was, and thank goodness that a goal like that comes in the first day. To really put this Women's World Cup sort of on the map in terms of sporting events, to have some great goals, that's really positive. Now, today, this morning, Japan and New Zealand played, which I think I really liked that game. I really liked that game a lot. How did you feel about it?
Oh, I liked it too, definitely. I think New Zealand's really undersold. I don't think they're the worst team in the tournament, and I think people definitely don't give them enough credit. I thought the goals in that were pretty fun too. Like, so far, I don't think I've seen a game where the goals were just like, you know, giveaway garbage goals. There have been some mistakes and whatnot, but like the games so far have been pretty close, and like even the England Mexico game, like I think people are pretty evenly matched, and especially like you look at, okay, New Zealand is supposedly the easy team in that group, and Japan is supposed to be the favorite. For the way they played today, like that's awesome for women's soccer if that's your worst in the group and your best in the group. I don't think Japan played poorly, and I think that the Kiwis played pretty well considering who they were up against. So that was really a lot of fun to see the Kiwis, who are, you know, some of them are pretty young, and they did a pretty good job against a really good team.
Yeah, I really like Japan. I think they look much sharper than the warm-up games against the U.S. They look good. I really liked their goals a lot. I felt New Zealand looked green, but that goal was just perfect. That was so perfect. So very, you know, it kind of belied their, I mean, relative immaturity in terms of tournament play. Yeah. That was a wonderful, wonderful goal, wonderful header. Of course, Japan having the height disadvantage, it probably made it a little bit easier, but still fantastic. And I would say, yeah, probably the second best game so far of the four games, which is it's good. At least we've had. A really good game on each day, and I hope that continues. I didn't love Kat Whitehill's commentary. I thought the Barcelona mentions were just a little like, come on. I know that that's our reference point for dumb people who don't watch soccer that much, but we can do better. And when you compare it to Kate Markgraf, it's just like, and considering Kate Markgraf doesn't have the broadcasting experience that Kat Whitehill has, that,
and it shows.
Yeah, it was really well. No, I mean, I think Kate Markgraf does a really great job. I think she's fantastic.
Yeah, but I think she hasn't been broken into that typical ESPN commentary mode, which is great. Like she hasn't been dumbed down for people, and so you get some added flavor.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on to England, Mexico. Now this is really your group, really. This is the group that you, I think this is your day, because we're going to have guest commentators on, because I guess you need a break or whatever. But, I know you must have enjoyed this game quite a bit, and especially the first half. You can talk about that a little bit.
I do. I love this group, and I loved both of the games today. The first half, it was very, very interesting to see how Mexico would measure up with England. And especially, the commentary seemed a little slanted in England's favor. And Mexico really kind of held their own. They looked a lot like the Mexico that played against the U.S. just a couple weeks ago. Or if anything, they looked better, just on account of they were playing against a team that was better than the U.S. Just had more options and better passing, and it was great to see that both teams got a goal. The fact that Mexico came out of there with a tie after seeing them lose to the U.S. That is really awesome. That's really promising. I don't know. I enjoyed the second half too, but I think partly you have to factor in that I watched the first game. I watched the New Zealand and Japan game alone, and then I watched the first half of the Mexico and England game alone. And then people were coming back to the house for lunch when the second half came on, and so my younger brother, who's going to be 16 in August, he watched with me, and he was all into it. Other people were listening, and so it's a lot more fun to watch games that you love with people that are into it too, and who aren't, you know, rooting against your team. So that was good. I really did enjoy the end of the match, even though it got pretty scrappy out there.
It got stupid. I think Kate Markgraf was being very hard on Mexico. I think she was getting a little personal, but they were kind of flipping and flopping and rolling around a bit.
More than we saw from other teams so far.
Yeah,
but not too much. Like it wasn't
saving,
as bad
they're
as
saving it for later games. I'm
hopefully
sure.
Against the U.S.
But the thing is, I don't think England looked that precise today. I think there was a little bit of nerves. So I think they're better games are ahead of them. But Mexico had one shot on goal, and it was a goal. But then, it was an amazing goal. I loved that goal. As far as creating chances, England was able to stuff them really before they even got near the box. I felt like
they're gonna take a real hit if Dominguez is out.
Yeah, but she seemed to pop right back up from her whatever she was suffering from.
No, the one that was, wasn't it Dominguez that was taken off on a stretcher?
Yeah, and then she got right back up and then was substituted out. Like several minutes later. A while later. I don't know. It doesn't look great for Mexico's fitness if a lot of players are going down with cramps and whatnot. So if they face the more physical and fit teams, that especially later on in the tournament, that's going to be a problem for them. I'd love to see them create more chances. I don't know. It's early. We'll see. Yeah, well, I like everything so far. I like the tournament. It's getting me excited. Everything's positive. Did you see Monica Gonzalez?
At the very end? That was awesome.
Oh, no. Just you didn't watch halftime or the Mexico game?
I did watch some of halftime. I muted it for the Hope Solo feature. But yeah. I mean, I really wish that Monica Gonzalez could do commentary for some of the games. I mean, obviously they're not gonna have her on one of Mexico's games because that would be too biased, and they wouldn't like that.
I think they have their commentary team set, but whatever the studio. I think she's good for them.
Oh yeah,
she's great, doesn't she?
Yeah, fantastic.
You look great, Gonzo.
And so optimistic about Mexico's chances.
She had some, she too has a little bit of the greenness in terms of broadcasting, because some of the things that she was saying, like, it's clear that she was kind of saying them in jest, but her delivery was so flat that it was like, she didn't loosen up a little bit, which is too bad. Cause you know, I'm really liking seeing Brandi Chastain. Again, I've missed her. You know, see, that's good. It's good for people to go away and they come back. And I'm like, oh, I've missed you.
I wonder if they could get Allie Wagner to do commentary.
That would be too much. So tomorrow we have Colombia versus Sweden. And, of course, USA versus North Korea. We'll come back tomorrow with a special guest. I'm getting Amanda from Girls in the Cheap Seats on to talk about Group C play. It'll be a little bit later. She's a U.S. fan, and she's this wonderful Southern accent. It makes me tickle. I guess it's Texas accent? That's different, right? Texas is different from the South proper.
Texas is different from everything.
All right, so let's end this. Well, we'll see everybody tomorrow.